Title: Switch Up Section Planning Beginner, Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. Alright, let's talk about one of the most satisfying parts of writing drum and bass. The switch up. Because in DNB, the switch up is that moment where the listener goes, wait, okay, we're moving, but the tune still feels like the same tune, not like you opened a new project halfway through. In this lesson, you're going to learn a simple, repeatable way to plan and execute switch ups in Ableton Live's arrangement view so they feel intentional, DJ-friendly, and to actually help your track progress. By the end, you'll have a basic arrangement that goes intro, build, drop 1, then an 8 or 16 bar switch up, and then drop 2 as a variation. And here's the big theme, controlled change. You're going to make 3 changes in the switch up, and you're going to keep 2 anchors consistent so the identity stays locked. Let's set it up. Step 0, set your session up for switch up planning. Go into arrangement view. Set your tempo somewhere in the standard rolling DNB range, around 172 to 176 BPM. Keep it 4/4. Now set your grid so it's easy to think in sections. Right-click the grid and choose fixed grid, 1 bar. Next, add locators on the timeline. Create locators for intro, build, drop 1, switch up, and drop 2. This sounds basic, but it's a superpower. DNB is bar math music. People feel changes in 8, 16, and 32 bar blocks. DJs mix in those blocks too. If your timeline is labeled, you stop guessing and you start composing. Quick coach note, put one locator exactly where you want the listener to notice something new. That's usually bar 1 of the switch up. Then put another locator on the downbeat where drop 2 smacks in. That's your impact point. The clearer those 2 points are, the easier everything becomes. Now step 1. Define your anchors. These are the things you're not going to change. Anchor A is the drum backbone. In most DNB, the snare is still telling the story. Keep that classic relationship. Snare on 2 and 4. You can swap breaks. You can change hats. You can add ghost notes. But the backbeat should still feel recognizable. Anchor B is bass identity. Pick one approach. Either keep the same main bass sound and change the rhythm and phrasing, or keep the same notes and change the sound design. Beginner-friendly move. Keep the bass sound, change the rhythm, and write it like call and response. That keeps you from accidentally writing a whole new track. Now step 2. Choose your switch-up type. Pick one primary goal. Is your switch-up for an energy lift so drop 2 feels bigger? Is it a rhythmic surprise, like a quick halftime fake-out? Is it a bass language change, like rolling Reese into stabby mids? Or is it a vibe shift, like darker and emptier for a moment? Choose one main reason. Then you support it with 2 or 3 changes. Not 10. One of the most common beginner mistakes is throwing every idea into the switch up. The result is chaos, not progression. Now step 3. Copy drop 1 into drop 2, then edit. This is the fastest way to stay coherent. Select all tracks across your drop 1. That might be 16 bars, maybe 32. Duplicate it forward so it becomes drop 2 after your switch up space. Command or Control D. Now rename that region drop 2 variation. Because mentally, you're not reinventing the drop. You're upgrading a drop that already works. And that mindset changes everything. You're editing a proven groove, not starting from blank. Step 4. Build the switch-up skeleton. Decide if it's 8 bars or 16 bars. Option A. Classic 8-bar switch-up. Bars 1 through 4. Tease and reduce. Bars 5 through 8. Ramp tension into drop 2. Option B. 16 bars if you want more story. Bars 1 through 8. New idea. Bars 9 through 16. Build intention. Practical advice. 8 bars is tight and DJ-friendly. 16 bars is more musical and gives you space, but it can drag if you don't keep it moving. So if you're new, 8 bars is a great default. And here's a rule that helps your switch-up land clean. Bars 1 to 2 should deliver an identity cue. Something that tells the listener, new section. Then the last 2 bars should deliver a tension cue. That's your filter move, your fill, your silence, your riser peak. Cool. Now we start writing the actual switch-up changes. Remember, 3 controlled changes. 1 drum variation, 1 bass variation, and 1 texture or FX change. Let's start with drums. Step 5. Drum switch-up. Change one layer, not everything. If you change kick, snare, groove, break, hats, and fills all at once, you'll lose the tune. So keep your kick and snare identity, and evolve the tops or break layer. Here are a few beginner safe moves. Move 1. Break swap or break layer change. If you've got a break loop, you can swap it to a different break for the switch up, or keep the same break and EQ it differently so it feels like a new room. On the break track, try the stock chain. First, EQ8, high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so the sub stays clean. If it feels boxy, do a small cut around 300 to 500 Hz. Then drum bus, add a little drive, like 5 to 15%, crunch low, 0 to 10, and keep boom at 0 so you don't accidentally inflate the low end. Then auto filter, and automate it gently across the switch up. Even subtle movement makes it feel like a section, not just a loop. Move 2, hat pattern shift, keep kick and snare exactly where they are. Then change the hats, go from 1/8 hats to 1/16 hats for more urgency. Or add an offbeat open hat for lift. If your hats are MIDI, throw the velocity MIDI effect on them. Add a bit of random, like 10 to 20, and a touch of drive, like 5 to 15. Now your hats feel alive without you hand editing every hit. Move 3. Ghost snare fill at the end, in the last bar of the switch up. Add 1/16 ghost notes leading into the snare. Then put a saturator on that ghost layer, soft clip on, drive around 2 to 6 dB. Subtle. But it adds that we're about to go somewhere feeling. Core principle here. The drums stay familiar, but the top language evolves. Now step 6. Bass switch up. Call and response. This is the easiest way to sound like you planned it. This audio version is shortened for playback.